Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The board of the Headwaters Fund held a special meeting this morning to discuss a new proposal to provide revenue guarantees to American Eagle, who will then provide two daily nonstop flights to Los Angeles. The board was wary of entering into any concrete decision based on what happened with Delta Airlines when that company was given guarantees, provided service for 1 year, and then stopped the service and kept the revenue guarantee of $500,000. The board voted unanimously to approve a concept of a plan in order to give Tom Matson of Public Works and staff for REDEC, who will negotiate any new deal, an outline to work from. Matson and staff will meet with American Eagle tomorrow, and all he asked was that he would be able to go to the negotiations with some details on a package to be presented. The details of any final agreement are still up in the air, and the Headwaters Fund Board will discuss the issue at a future meeting. Supervisor Mark Lovelace brought the issue to the Headwaters and stated that the deal can be done in several ways to ensure that both American Eagle and the Headwaters Fund are happy with the end result. The supervisors will also hear an update on the issue at tomorrow's meeting. A few other items from that Headwaters special meeting. The board agreed that discussing the issue and even following through on a new airline deal does fall within the purview of the board's discretion. Along with Matson, Greg Foster, formerly of REDEC and now at Redwood Capital Bank, will be part of the negotiations, and that the final goal of securing reliable air service is to help facilitate business growth locally. American Eagle is asking for $1 million in revenue guarantees over a two-year period, and Matson pointed out that if the airline can fill the two 44-seat jets it plans to use for the service, it will also help fund future airport improvements because the County Airport Division will then be eligible for matching federal dollars. The demand in the county for the service is demonstrable. When Delta was operating, more than 45,000 passengers used the service in that one-year period, and businesses in the county list reliable air service at or near the top of their lists of needs. In addition to the discussion surrounding air service for the county, the Board of Supervisors will also hear a presentation from Jennifer Budwig of Redwood Capital Bank on the impacts and effects the marijuana industry has on local banking. Budwig has been researching the subject and will make her presentation at 9:30. And one other item on the supervisor's agenda will be a discussion on a proposed county ordinance regarding the use of plastic shopping bags. Brett Whitener of the Humboldt Waste Management Authority will give a presentation to the board that envisions an ordinance that regulates or prohibits the use of single-use plastic shopping bags by certain businesses. Whitener's presentation is for informational purposes only, and the data he provides could be used in the formation of a county ordinance in the future. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The CHP and the Eureka Police Department are searching for a suspect who led CHP officers on a high-speed chase from Arcata to Eureka before crashing what is believed to be a stolen vehicle near the zoo and fleeing. A CHP officer attempted to pull the suspect over while traveling southbound on Highway 101, but the suspect fled, and the chase reached the streets of Eureka at about noon. The suspect hit a parked car at Hodgson and G Streets and then fled. A search of the vehicle turned up a small amount of marijuana, a syringe, and a cell phone. And investigators believe the suspect may have fled the scene in another car. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The 47th Annual Rhododendron Parade is scheduled for April 28th. And this year, parade planners have decided to have five grand marshals with a theme of Service Above Self, an honor to all veterans. The five Grand Marshals, Sergeant Greg Hill, First Sergeant Gary Cooper, Sergeant Tori Cipolla, Sergeant Josh Cipolla, and Specialist Christopher Capps will take center stage. On the Friday night before the parade, the 1st Corps Army Band and Color Guard from Washington, D.C. will give a concert. And approximately 75 to 100 Humboldt State students have pledged to take 4 hours of their time to assist the Westside Community Improvement Association in the cleanup of the Jefferson School property. On Cesar Chavez Day, March 30th, the students, part of the YES Youth Educational Services at the campus, will landscape, remove weeds, help construct a retaining wall, and address other unmet needs at the property, which was purchased by the community organization after it was shut down by the city. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.